And
you took the counterpane off when you went to bed.
I see. And did you have a pillow that went all the way across?
Well, there was such thing, but we just had no. And by the way, they often use shuck mattresses now. If you ever slept on a shuck mattress, Lord, I remember I used to have to sleep on. I despised a shuck mattress, but they had some shuck mattress made out of shucks, mm-hmm. corn shucks.
What were they? how were the pillows made?
Pillows were mostly goose feathers. Uh-huh. They had geese, you know, and they'd pick the geese and stuff the pillows, stuff those. They made fine pillows too. Uh-huh.
You said you had seen those pillows that went all the way across. Yeah. What did they, were they for display or?
Bolsters, they called them, wasn't it? Wasn't that the proper name?
That's where what some people call them, but I'm not sure whether they actually were used or whether they.
No, they didn't. As I remember, they didn't use that bolster. They put it up there just to make the bed up, and at night you had your own separate pillow.
How about the word pillow sham?
Oh, yeah, pillow shams.
Yes. That's not the same as a bolster.
No, a pillow sham is what we call a pillow case today. You see the pillow case, that the shams went over the pillow. The pillow was made out of what they call bed ticking, mm-hmm. and stuffed with goose feathers. And very fine pillows too. They were good. I'd like to have one now. Mm-hmm. These things.
But the sham then was again for to make it look nice rather than.
The pillow sham is the same as a pillow case.
Pillows, I see. So actually you'd use it.
Interchangeable as pillow case or pillow sham. A lot of them call them pillow sham, some call them pillow case. Uh-huh.
And did you ever, as a boy, sleep on the floor on anything?
Oh, Lord, man, a pallet. So, a lot of times we'd have lots of company, nowhere else to sleep. On a pallet, I'll make them a pallet. Mm-hmm. Slept many a night on the floor. Nothing mm-hmm. but a quilt and a pillow.
Do you have any recollections of how the women, how the help would keep the floors clean, and where they'd keep the things, how they'd do dishes, how they'd do laundry?
Yeah, once a week, I believe it was, the cook would what she called scour the kitchen floor, scour it with lye. She'd use lye and a brush broom, and man, they'd scrub that floor with that lye, you know. Call it scouring the floor, and she'd scour the kitchen floor about once a week. No, she said, I got to scour this afternoon. I got to scour this evening. Everybody get out now. I got to scour. Oh, she'd rub that floor.
How about doing washing and ironing?
Well, I had a big wash pot out in the yard and a tub and a rub board, they call them. And this big wash pot, they'd build a fire on it and get the water hot and then put it in the tub and with the scrub board, they'd wash the clothes and that. Tub of water, hang it up on the line to dry.
How'd you get the soap out? Did they boil it and then scrub it?
Well, it used different water. You see, you'd wash it with soap first, and you pull that water out then and put in fresh water in the tub, and that'd get the soap out of the clothes. Then you wrung them out, you know, in your hand and hung them on the line. Mm-hmm. That's where you got the soap out of the water.
Do you have any recollection of ironing?
Oh, yeah. That's, there's one of them right there.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir, there. The washwoman, yeah, the washwoman. By the way, some of those women knew I'm a crackerjack. I wish I had them now to do my shirts. Do beautiful washing and ironing. I could starch them beautifully. Mm-hmm. I know we had one woman who could do a shirt just perfect, better than any laundry in the United States could do them today. She could iron them perfectly. And that's one of the irons right there. They were heated in front of the fire.
In front of the fire?
Yeah, set them in front of the fire. Had three or four or five of them lined up. Another one.
Oh, yes.
It'd have,
one.
It'd have four or five of them lined up in front of the fire, and one would get warm, put it back, pick up a hot one.
Mm-hmm. And the doing dishes, things like that?
Had what they called a dishpan. Washed them in the dishpan.
Where'd you get your hot water?
Off the, each one of those stoves had a reservoir that kept the warm water warm on the side of the stove. The niggas called it reservoir. It was a reservoir, of course. We called them reservoirless. A reservoir. And it held about maybe 3 or 4 gallons of water. It was hooked on the side. And the water didn't get especially hot, it just got warm. And they used water out of the reservoir to wash the dishes in the dishpan, a big pan.
If you had a smaller iron container on the stove, I think sometimes they fit it down in an eye.
Well, quite often they would heat the irons on the stove. In the summer, when there was no fireplace, they just set the irons on the stove and build a good fire in the stove, you see, and let the irons heat from the fire from the stove.
I wonder, was this this was a kettle or something that you'd heat water in, or would that the reservoir be just for the dishes?
Warm water. Then they had a kettle for boiling water.
Oh,